Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. Gavin, through to the next round of the FAI Intermediate Cup, you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. A fantastic result today. Hard fought, went the extra time. We played actually very, very well on the day and probably should have won the game in the 90, but look, Avondale stuck to their task and stayed with us and pushed us all away, but look, we're delighted to get there and end up.
Yeah, and 2-1 up then to go back to 2-2 almost straight away. What were you thinking when Avondale made it level for the second time?
It was disappointing. Look, we went 2-1 up. We started the second half brilliantly and we probably created 4 or 5 great opportunities. We didn't take them and you're always sort of feeling, you know, possibly it's going to be one of them days because the performance is so good, but we just couldn't put them away. But when we got the goal then, we sort of thought, yes, we had it done 10 minutes to go, but they got up straight away and scored within a minute, which was a complete sucker punch. But in fairness to the lads, they reacted well, and we finished the game quite strong, and then we totally bossed the extra time period then, and look, we got there now.
Yeah, in extra time, you know, it sometimes doesn't go your way. Their sides go a wee bit cagier, the game goes a wee bit cagier, excuse me. Were you thinking this could be going all the way to spot kicks?
Possibly, but we always felt we had a goal or two in us, and we created a lot of opportunities. Our 5 substitutes all came on and added a lot of life. Adam Duffy got 2 goals coming off of being Adam Wanish come on and done really well. And we really probably should have won the game a bit more in the end, but at the same time, with that one goal advantage, you're always just a mistake or a 1-0 goal to equalise and go to penalty. So it was on a knife edge the whole way, but again, we were very, very pleased with our performance.
And as mentioned, you're through to the next round. Is there anyone you'd like to face in the next round when that draw takes place?
No, I can't say if there's anyone we'd like to face. Obviously, we'd love a home draw, and a home draw would be the best we could ask for. Some top teams left the competition, so like no matter who we meet, no matter who meets us, it's going to be a test. It's going to be a big task, but like all we hope for, fingers crossed, we get a home draw.
Yeah, and then finally, Gavin, does a result like that help you going forward in the league and also in the cup? You know, showing resilience and the ability to kick back on after losing a goal straight away after scoring, of course.
Ah, it does. Look, there's great character. Like even last week in our league game, we equalised in the 96th minute in a game we played really fairly. And so, look, there's just character and there's resilience and this young group that we have. They're learning every week and they're getting better and they're really, really improving on it. And they are a very good team. So, look, it obviously stands if we stay in this competition and get the latter stages. It keeps everything going and keeps impetus in the squad and the team as well. So, look, it's a huge, huge result for us. And exposes onward and upward now for the rest of the season, you know.